So let's review. Our Mishnah discusses the halachas pertaining to Beis Chanyai, an alternate place of worship established by Chanyai, a son of Shimna Tzadik. And the Gemara later discusses whether he built it for Avodah Zarah or L'shem Shemayim. Zok the Mishnah, Harei alai oila, yarkavena b'mikdash, v'mekriva b'Beis Chanyai, lo yatza. If one pledges an oila, he must offer it in the Beis HaMikdash, and if he brings it in Beis Chanyai, he has not fulfilled his obligation. However, Harei alai oila, shakavena b'Beis Chanyai, yarkavena b'mikdash, v'mekriva b'Beis Chanyai, yatza. If he pledged to bring an oila in Beis Chanyai, he must bring it in the Beis HaMikdash because it is a valid oila. But if he brings it in Beis Chanyai, he has fulfilled his obligation and he does not have to bring another oila in the Beis HaMikdash. B'Shimon Omer, ain't zu oila. B'Shimon disagrees and says that an animal consecrated to be brought in Beis Chanyai is not a valid oila and it is treated like ordinary chulam. The Gemara cites two explanations according to the Tanakhama. In the case of Hareila oila shakaven b'Beis Chanyai, in Mekriva b'Beis Chanyai yatsa. Why he fulfilled his obligation? It's as if he said, I accept to bring an oila on condition that I'm not responsible to replace it, i.e. he can kill it and exempt himself from bringing the carbon. Therefore, Rashi explains, Yatza avulchayev karas, mishum shchutei chutz. He has fulfilled his obligation and does not have to bring another carbon, but he's liable to karas for slaughtering a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Adam zeh l'doir niskaven, Amar, yisagdi b'Beis Chanyai terachna tfeilu mitzina litzta'urei. He intended to offer a gift, not an actual oila, and he means to say, I'm willing to exert myself to bring it to Beis Chanyai, but not to the Beis HaMikdash. According to this explanation, he's not liable to karas for slaughtering a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not a carbon. The Mishnah continues, if one accepts to be a Nazir, he must bring his karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, and if he brought them in Beis Chanyai, he has not fulfilled his obligation and is still a Nazir. However, if one accepts to be a Nazir on condition that he will bring his karbanis in Beis Chanyai, he must bring his karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, but if he brought them in Beis Chanyai, he has fulfilled his obligation. Reb Shimon Omer ain't a Nazir, such a person is not a Nazir at all. The Gemara explains that in this case, everyone agrees that it's not a carbon, because he only intended to cause himself distress, and Omar, he meant to say that he's willing to go to Beis Chanyai, but not to the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah, HaKahanim sheshimshu b'Beis Chanyai lo yishamshu b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim ve'in tzorach lehem l'davar achar. Any kind who served in the Beis Chanyai is disqualified to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's certainly disqualified if he served the Avodah Zarah. As the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim says, Shenemar, Ach lo yalu kahani habamis al mizbeach Hashem b'Yerushalayim, ki im achlu matzah sachem. And we expound, Habi elu kebali mumin, cholkin v'eichlin v'lei makriven. These kahanim are treated as if they were blemished. They receive a portion of kachim and may eat it, but they cannot do the avodah. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yehuda who rules, Kohen sheshachal avodah kechavim karban ereich nechayich. If a kohen slaughtered for avodah zarah, he can still bring karbanis in the mikdash, because the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel says, Yan asher yesharsu oisam lefnei giluleim b'hoyu lebeis Yisrael lemichshol oven, al kein nesasi yodei aleim neum Hashem alikim b'nasu avainim. And it then says, V'lo yigashu alai l'chayinli. And we expound, I avod shiris in, shchita lav shirisu. He's only disqualified if he performed avodah for the avodah zarah, and shchita is not considered an avodah because even a zar can do shchita in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says four machlokes Rav Nachman v'Rav Sheshes, the first of which relates to the above. Hizid b'shchita, one intentionally slaughtered for avodah zarah, Rav Nachman Amar Karban Erech Nechayach Dolei Avod Shiris. He can still do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash because he did not perform avodah for the avodah zarah. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Karban Erech Nechayach Nase Mesharis Lavodes Kechavim. He cannot do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash because he became an attendant of the avodah zarah. And Rashi explains that according to Rav Sheshes, we must say that the earlier ruling of Rabbi Yehuda, who rules Kohen Sheshach Labetz Kechavim Karban Erech Nechayach, refers to an unintentional act. And Shechita Lo Mitzla B'Shagig. We might discuss another case. Shagag B'Zrika. The Kohen inadvertently performed Zrika of avodah zarah, whether he can still do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Nachman Amar Karban Erech Nechayach, he can do the avodah. Rav Sheshes Amar in Karban Erech Nechayach, he cannot do the avodah. The Gemara cites a brisa. Kain sha'avar avodes kechavim b'shav, karban ereich nechayach. The kain served the avodah zarah and repented, he can bring karbanis in the mikdash. The Gemara cites two explanations of this rule. According to Rav Nachman, the brisa refers to hizid b'shchita because ilem b'shagig shav v'aymeru. If he performed the avodah unintentionally, there is no need to repent because it was b'shagig. Clearly, b'mezid, he served intentionally. Now, ibezrika ki shav mayhava ha'avod lashiris. If he had performed Zrika intentionally, he would still be disqualified because he performed an Avodah by the Avodah Zarah. Rather, the Braisa must be referring to Beshchita, he slaughtered for the Avodah Zarah. And as Rav Nachman ruled in the first Machlekes, his Beshchita Rav Nachman Amar Karban Reich Nechev, Dolei Avod Shiras, he's not disqualified. According to Rav Sheshes, the Braisa refers to Shagag Beshchita, and the Braisa is saying, Im Shav Me'ikare Dichi Avod Beshagag Avod Karban Reich Nechev. The Braisa refers to one who has no need to repent because it was unintentional, therefore he is not disqualified. Another Machlekes. If a Kohen bowed to an Avodah Zarah, whether he can bring Karbanis in the Mikdash. Rav Nachman Amar Karbani Reich Nechayach, Rav Sheshes Amar in Karbani Reich Nechayach. A final case, Haidil Avodah Kachav. If a Kohen accepts an Avodah Zarah upon himself, Amar Lo Eli Ata, by saying, you are my God. Rav Nachman Amar Karbani Reich Nechayach, Rav Sheshes Amar in Karbani Reich Nechayach. The Mishnah earlier said, HaKohanim Sheshimshu BeVeis Chanya Lo Yishamshu BeMikdash Shabir Yishlayim. Any Kohen that served in Beis Chanya is disqualified to serve in the Mikdash, and Be'in Tzarech Lemud Dava Acher, he's certainly disqualified if he served Avodah Zarah. The Gemara infers, Mechlal de Beis Chanya Lav Avodah Kachavmahu. Apparently Beis Chanya itself is not considered Avodah Zarah. The Gemara cites a braisa in which there is a machlekes from Meir Rebbe Yehuda. Each describes a different version of the incident that led Chanya to establish Beis Chanya, which leads to a machlekes whether Chanya built the L'shem Avodah Zarah or L'shem Shemayim. Remei relates the following version. M'shas p'tirasei amalehem, Chanya b'ni yishamish tachtei. Shimna Tzadik instructed that his son Chanya take his place as Kohen Gadol. Neskanu by Shimei Achiv, shayi gadol m'men shtei shon m'mechze. His brother Shimei was jealous since he was older by 2.5 years. Amaloi boi v'lametcha seida avayda. Shimei offered to teach Chanya the avayda. Halbishu b'unkoli v'chagr b'tzolzul, hamidi ezel mezbech. He dressed him in a leather blouse and a sash and placed him next to the mezbech. And Shimei then told the other kahanim, "Ru mandader zev v'kaim la'avasai. Oisa yom sheshtamish b'kuna gedoyla elbish ben kuli shalechi ve'echker betzilsu shalechi." Chani promised his wife that he would wear her clothing as a kohen gadol. Whereupon bikshu achav kahanim lahargai. Ratz b'pneihim v'ratz acharav. The kahanim wanted to kill Chani and he fled. Halach l'chsan yishol mitzrayim uban shem mezbech behelo alav l'shum avodis kacham. He went to Alexandria in Egypt and established a mezbech v'avodah zarah. And Rabbi Yehuda relates the following version. B'shas p'tirasei amalehem, Chanya b'ni yishamash tachtei. Shimna Tzadik instructed that his son Chanya take his place as a Kohen Gadol. However, loy kibul alav Chanya shayi Shimi achiv gadol memenu. Chanya did not accept the position because Shimi was older. Eventually, niskanda by Chanya b'Shimi achiv. Chanya became jealous and regretted his decision. And Chanya carried out the deception mentioned above upon Shimi. Sachlem kalam ha'ira, b'kshul ha'argiz Chanya. Shimei then told the Kohen what Chanya had done, and they wanted to kill Chanya. Halach l'san yishol mitzrayim, uban l'shem mezbeach, v'hel olav l'shem shemayim. Chanya then went to Alexandria in Egypt and established a mezbeach for Hashem.